I was thinking we might hear some music from John Roderick. John, that's some nice new music you're doing.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a side project I'm working on.
John Roderick is a songwriter and a musician, solo artist with his group The Long Winters, star of the Roderick on the Line podcast with Merlin Mann, friend of the KOW.
I'll say.
Also here, John Hodgman, best-selling humorist, writer. His books are the areas of my expertise. More information that you require, that is all. Friend of the KOW pod, the show.
Yeah. Oh, is your microphone on? Uh-oh.
Is that number six mic again?
Hi, everybody.
Number six mic. Here, you can talk into my mic.
I'll say.
Would you like to be a number four mic?
Hello? Oh, there we go. This is very nice.
That number six mic.
Number six.
That number six mic has been causing us trouble today, and I thought it was fixed.
That was my lucky number six.
John, you just stay standing now. John,
all right.
Standing in case the mics go bad.
For the listener at home, I am doing my yoga poses.
I'm going to lean back and put my feet up on the desk.
He's also the host of the Judge John Hodgman podcast, available on the iTunes.
On iTunes and at MaximumFun.org.
And he's in the New York Times Magazine, where they take some of those judgments and turn them into print.
They don't do it. I do it.
You do all that?
Yes, I do.
And you
I choose the disputes to settle. I write some pithy and judgmental bon mot, and then I send them into the New York Times, and I letterpress it myself. I go down, and I set the letters out.
I wear
a little paper.
Old media is dying.
Yeah.
What are you gentlemen doing tonight? At the Neptune.
Tonight we have a comedy show at the Neptune Theater here in the University District of Seattle, Washington, one of my favorite cities and districts and states.
You'll be singing?
Well,
comedying.
It's interesting. John Hodgman.
We are slowly merging into the same person.
across the table from me. He is very generous with his stage. And this is his big show, but he has offered me the opportunity to come on and do whatever, he said.
Yes.
I can do whatever.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to go. I will sing a little, but I'm going to also do some whatever.
John is a terrific musician and songwriter, but an ace storyteller as well. And we've shared a stage. Every time I come to Seattle, we do something together.
Yeah.
So you will see John Roderick speak and sing, and then I will also speak and sing.
Oh, you will sing.
I guess that spoils that surprise.
Yeah.
Oh.
He sings.
Do my imitation of singing.
No, you're great at that.
And you know, I am doing a new comedy show my imitation of stand-up comedy that I've been perfecting and refining all around the country this year since the world did not end.
No.
On the date of the Mayan apocalypse, 21 December 2012, as I had predicted.
Yeah. As you had predicted.
It was very frustrated.
Yeah,
boy.
That was a dark day when the world didn't end.
I really was very frustrated because I had nothing planned. I didn't know what I, you know what I mean? Like I had nothing laid out.
He was just in his underground bunker sitting on 40 pallets of baked beans.
Yeah, and survival mayonnaise.
I don't understand why you bothered.
And wearing my white ascension robes.
There you go.
Your blue Nike.
Yeah, so I had to essentially buy a whole new set of clothes personally and creatively. And this year I was sitting actually with John Roderick in my diner in my home of Park Slope, New York, Brooklyn, New York, and sort of confronting this.
About a year ago.
Yeah.
Not long after.
Confronting the fact that when the new year started, after Apocalypse did not happen, I was going to have to retire a lot of the material that I've been enjoying performing on stage and think about what to do next.
Well, you've got a new career as a judge, where you judge people for their small-mindedness.
Yes, every week on the Judge John Hodgman podcast, people call in with real disputes about whether who's doing the dishes wrongly or rightly. There's a dispute in the air right now about whether or not wearing a wingsuit constitutes as flight?
Literally in the air.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh.
I have a very strong opinion about the wingsuit issue. John sometimes consults with me on matters that he doesn't, have.
So, John Roderick, do people in wingsuits, when they launch themselves off mountains, are they flying?
I do believe they are flying.
I disagree.
I think the wingsuit is generating lift, and therefore they are flying.
No, it is slowing descent. Is someone in a parachute flying?
You tell me the difference between drag and lift.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious. Lift goes up,
drag goes down.
drag goes down.
We have
down the conversation with discussions of drag and lift.
He's had me on Judge John Hodgman as an expert witness a couple of times, and I think
on this issue.
No, not on this issue specifically.
No, this one's pending.
But I feel like they're going to need me. On this.
I'll give you guys a little preview. Coming up is a dispute between a son and his father. His father is addicted to watching Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip and has a set of, I know.
There's like six episodes.
A canceled
for those show. For those of you who couldn't quite hear Steve's look of utter incomprehension, the father has a DVD set of the single extant season of this fascinatingly misguided non-comedy comedy show that he watches every time he goes to the country. He brings it with him, and his son wants to buy him a new copy because it's gotten beaten up. The discs are all scratched, and
right.
The father will not hear of it and will walk out of the room if the son suggests it. And
he's emotionally connected to this particular DVD,
not merely one of the strangest shows in television history, which I completely understand.
Sure.
I mean, I've been watching Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip coincidentally myself for the first time, and that is something you have to watch. It is compellingly.
It's a bit of a train wreck, and it's fun to watch it.
Yeah, it's really weird.
I have to say to the listening audience, you can't see that John Hodgman has the same look on his face as he gets when he's trying to. When he's evangelizing about Doctor Who, it's the same exact look of like mania, and
yeah,
you must watch Doctor Who.
Yeah, but I feel very differently about Studio 60.
Oh, you do.
You do not have to watch it.
Same facial expression.
just because I have fallen to this addiction does not mean. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm the dad smoking in front of his son, saying, "Don't ever do this.
Don't ever do it."
I feel the same sense of compulsion and shame that the father does in this situation, but his connection to this particular DVD set is unknown to me and mysterious. It's either his fondness for the Walter Benjamin, you know, Art and the Age of Mechanical Reproduction, the aura of the authentic, he has a connection to that actual thing, or the DVDs in his DVD set of Studio 60 and Sunset Strip are for something else that he does not want to admit to
like
watching.
Call out that was intellectual
great.
Call out.
That was nice. But do you think, I mean, has the son actually ever seen Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip appear on the screen?
I think he's got something else.
Yeah.
I think he's got something else in the Studio 60 sleeve.
You know, all right, John Hodgman, humorist, writer, author, judge.
Yes.
John Roderick, humorist,
author,
musician.
Writer, judge.
You don't, do you have a book out? I guess you're an author of your music.
Well,
John Roderick has a book of his tweets.
I actually have a book in development.
No, you don't.
I do. I sent a book to a New York City book editor just recently. A big time literary agent. I sent a completed or mostly completed book. So, I guess that doesn't qualify me as an author yet.
We're Johns of all trades.
You know, I have a question, if I may, just a short one. The podcasting. Hmm. How many podcasters do you have right now? How many podcastees do you have right now?
I don't understand.
I don't even understand what a podcast
what
is.
What part of speech are you using?
Yeah, podcast. So how much do they go a dozen these days?
How many podcastees do you have?
You got to pack those in cotton batting or what? What are you, 2x4, 2x5, whatever it takes?
I have 40 podcastees.
That's how many people are listening.
How many people listen?
Oh, you're saying listeners. How many listeners? Well,
call them podcastees?
I don't want to sit here and tell a terrestrial radio guy how many people listen to my fake internet radio.
Yeah, me either. I mean, you know, we have a certain number of listeners.
Yeah, we don't. We're not going to take it out and measure them on the table.
No,
you know what I mean?
Not.
This is a public radio. Yeah.
We have niche podcasts that are beloved.
So it is about 40.
No, it's more than that.
No, what's going on, Steve? Why are you so aggro today?
It's the death of old media. They're threatened by our podcast.
Look, let me put it this way. If I could publicize my show at the Neptune tonight, 8 p.m., all new comedy starring me, John Hodgman, with special guest John Roderick doing an opening set solely on my Judge John Hodgman podcast, would I be here today talking to you?
I would hope so.
Probably. Well, yeah, I would probably because you're a pal.
How about the tweets? Sure. The Twitterers. How many followers do you have on the Twitter?
What is going on?
he's trying to
like that old guy who comes across and what's this newfangled thing?
Yeah, well that's one thing, but you know, like you're openly trying to humiliate me. You're
almost have a million.
All right. Oh, you're giving me a chance to brag.
Just recently.
I'm naturally humble. I have about 930,000 followers.
Just recently, John Hodgman's follower count has gone up at an exponential rate.
Why?
I don't know why.
New York Times.
I'm a little bit piqued by it.
I didn't know that you cared.
Well, I care. I'm happy for you. But I also feel like there's something
the
fishy.
Bloom is off the
road. You think he's doing something to the numbers?
No.
Well, that is something that people do. They buy followers.
Yeah, but no, I know that John Hodgman would never resort
there
to
are firms, there are firms that
tactics.
that you can pay money to that will artificially inflate your followers.
I had hoped the new media would be not as unscrupulous.
Oh, it's not. It is not the egalitarian utopia that is, say, Seattle, Washington.
Mm-hmm. How are you enjoying The Daily Show?
I enjoy it quite a bit. I still am a contributor there. I go on about once a month. I feel like because I'm a contributor, as opposed to a correspondent who goes there every day, I still feel like an intruder there in a most delightful way. I feel like I'm getting away with something.
I'd like to see you on a little more.
Oh, well, I would. I don't think anyone would argue with that. I love it. We're family. I've just been on the road performing comedy and developing this show. So I think I'm going to be going on this month for sure. But this past month, I've been in Austin, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, D.C., Royal Oak, performing this new show that I've been doing.
You know, we elected a socialist here.
Is that so?
To the
city council. And I know as in your persona on The Daily Show, you sometimes wonder about the 99%.
Yeah, well, they smell bad.
So will you be doing something along those lines?
I don't know.
On the
Would
show
you write
tonight?
Me a bulletproof 3 minutes of yes. socialist city councilor material that I can drop in?
We can do that.
I appreciate the local dope.
John has
in more ways than one.
Very generously offered in the event that I run for mayor, if and when I run for mayor of Seattle.
He cannot confirm or deny the exploratory committee that is totally John Hodgman.
John has offered to move to Seattle for the duration of my campaign and run my campaign.
Yeah.
I will back him on that.
Will you back me?
I'm a journalist.
Oh, right. That's right.
I will have to grill you constantly.
Yeah, you'll hit me
about
with
your beliefs.
Hard talk.
Yeah. What's your stance on bicycle lanes? That kind of thing.
Well, yeah, what is your stance on bicycle lanes?
I'm pro-bicycle lanes.
What's your stance on animal control? Say there's a dog in the neighborhood who's making a lot of noise and is not cared for.
I feel like
should a citizen be allowed to murder the dog?
I am right now wrestling.
That sounds like a very personal.
Personally, wrestling with the question of whether or not it is ethical to murder my neighbor's dog.
Right. What I would recommend is if your neighbor's dog is not cared for and therefore bothering you and coming onto your property, the best, most humane thing to do is, you know,
murder
drop
it.
A passive-aggressive hint on public radio that you would like it to stop.
Done.
In general, I have found that if you are thinking of murdering someone, the thing to do is not talk about it on public radio.
Yeah,
I would say maybe not do it.
Yeah, as a fake internet judge, let me just say, do not murder.
Yeah.
Do not murder things or people.
All right. Tonight, Seattle's Neptune Theater, 8 p.m., Judge John Hodgman, musician John Roderick.
I'll be doing all new mustache comedy and meeting and greeting folks after the show.
Oh, that'll be good.
Are you going to come to the show, Steve?
Yes, with my mustache. What do you think?
Yes, I like it.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Let's come back again when you're in town.
I will, anytime.
All right.
Anytime I'm around.
It's The Record.